She scans the crowd, filled with the kinds of faces you would recognize, even though you're not sure where you've seen them. Luke points them out to her, those senators and actors, authors and critics, and she wonders if any of them have sold their soul, if any of them are about to. Addie looks down into her glass, the bubbles still rising smoothly to the surface, and when she speaks, the words are barely more than a whisper, the sound stolen by the chattering crowd. But she knows he is listening, knows he can hear her. "Let him go, Luke." His mouth tightens a fraction. "Adeline," he warns. "You told me you would listen." "Fine." He leans back against the rail and spreads his arms. "Tell me, what do you see in him, this latest human lover?" Henry Strauss is thoughtful and kind, she wants to say. He is clever and bright, gentle and warm. He is everything you are not. But Addie knows she must tread lightly. "What do I see in him?" she says. "I see myself. Not who I am now, perhaps, but who I was the night you came to rescue me." Luke scowls. "Henry Strauss wanted to die. You wanted to live. You are nothing alike. It's not that simple, isn't it?" Addie shakes her head. "You see only flaws and faults, weaknesses to be exploited. But humans are messy, Luke. That is the wonder of them. They live and love and make mistakes, and they feel so much. And maybe I am no longer one of them." The words tear through her as she says them, because she knows this much is true, for better or worse. "But I remember," she presses on. "I remember what it's like, and Henry is
lost."
"He is searching," she counters. "And he will find his way if you let him."
"If I let him," says Luke, "he would have leapt off a roof."
"You don't know that," she says. "You never will, because you intervened."
"I am in the business of souls, Adeline, not second chances."
"And I am begging you to let him go. You will not give me mine, so give me his instead."
Luke exhales and sweeps his hand across the roof.
"Choose someone," he says.
"What?"
He turns her to face the crowd.
"Choose a soul to take his place. Pick a stranger. Damn one of them instead."
His voice is low and smooth and certain.
"There is always a cost," he says gently. "A price must be paid. Henry Strauss bartered his own soul. Would you sell someone else's to have it back?"